Hi, my name is José Miguel Parrella from Microsoft's open source team. Azure has two mechanisms to handle components of your solution. One is service management, the other one is resource manager. In this example, we're going to switch the mode of our PowerShell tool from service management to resource manager. And then we're going to use templates to deploy a Linux and open source solution. The first thing to know is that templates are JSON files. These JSON files have parameters that you can either provide on a file or an object if you're using PowerShell or through interactive sessions. And then there's also a number of variables that are essentially calculated, as well as resources that are equivalent to the components that you were using in regular Azure service management mode, such as websites, virtual machines, storage accounts, as well as partner solutions. In the case of websites, you'll start by defining a server farm. The server farm has a SKU, as well as a location, and then you define websites that are associated with that server farm. Resources have dependencies and other properties you can define and depend on the resource provider, which exposes the schema. You can use variables as well as parameters and calculations. You can set network interfaces as well by defining IP addresses and their allocation mechanism, virtual networks, and then you get NICs. For virtual machines, you also need to add dependencies for a storage account where the disk is going to be stored, as well as network interfaces and availability sets. You can define the username and password or pass them as parameters. If you need to create many virtual machines, you can use loops. There's a copy loop that's going to use a number of instances, in this case two, and then the name of the VMs are simply just going to add the copy index function that's going to enable you to have a zero index number digit for that specific VM you're creating in the loop. Extensions can also be added to VMs. In this case, we're creating an extension called Prepare Ops. And extensions have two important parameters that we can set right here. The first one is a URL where the script resides. It could be a storage account for blob storage, or it could be a URL for an HTTP hosted script. For custom scripts for Linux, we not only need to define that URL, but we also need to pass the command to execute. In this case, I'm simply invoking the parameter file and then calling sh on my shell script. In my parameter file, I have defined two URLs, one for the master VM and two for the looped VMs. So as you can see, not only I can pass the password for SSH as well as the subscription ID, but I'm using this URL for my Scriptgen server, and I'm going to talk about Scriptgen just very quickly so you can understand what the value in it is. Scriptgen is a GitHub sample code repository that essentially serves a number of shell script templates. And it's an OJS application. So it gets parameters that are passed via post or get, uses them in the template, and then serves the final script. When you have your template completed and you're running Scriptgen, then you can just create a new Azure resource group where you're going to deploy this template. And it's as simple as defining a name and a location for it. And then you go ahead and start working on your Azure resource group deployment. For resource group deployments, the parameters you need are the name of the resource group where you are trying to deploy the actual template file. Then you need to pass the template. You also need to pass a template parameter file, or you can pass an object if you're using PowerShell, or you can use interactive input and output with the user. In this case, I have both azure-deploy.json and azure-deploy.parameters.json, and then specify a storage account name as a default for this deployment. Most of the time for the deployment is spent in actually booting up the VMs and provisioning networking and provisioning the extensions for them. But actual creation of the network, provisioning IP addresses, all the web app, and creation of the VM is pretty quick. You'll see that the commands are finalized and then the VMs are running. Then you can SSH into the master one, which is the only one we allocated a public IP address to, using the username and password defining your parameter file. And then you can see what's running inside that VM. In this case, for example, my script created a netrc file so it can talk to Git and connect to the app repository. From that VM, you can also log into the other VMs that are in the private network. And in this case, you'll see that in the sources.list.d directory, a new entry has been added for my Azure-based app repository. and that I can run apt-get update, and I'll be using that Azure web app as my app repository connected to the master VM, where I have created a dev file and posted it as a repository entry.